You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian government says it's still trying to get to the bottom of the impact of the global tech outage. The global outage affected Windows operating systems and was triggered by a faulty software update issued by cybersecurity company CrowdStrike for its threat detection software, Falcon, which is used by many businesses. Services in critical sectors like banking, retail and airports were impacted globally from New Zealand, Japan, India to the US and the United Kingdom. SBS World News presenter Anton Enos spoke with cybersecurity expert Professor Richard Buckland from the University of New South Wales about just how prepared Australia was for the outage.
Richard Buckland, the situation we saw yesterday, which was quite extraordinary, seems to point to this concentration of critical systems being in the hands of fewer and fewer service providers. How concerned are you about that?
Yes, I think that is concerning. It's essentially what we call putting all our eggs in one basket. It could be a really well looked after basket, but still you can't get away from the fact that with computers, things go wrong. And as we depend more and more upon computers, society really can't stand to have lots of things go wrong. So, yes, I am concerned.
Richard, some of us are old enough to remember the Y2K crisis and the fears around that. To what extent is this situation similar to that?
That's a great analogy, actually. Y2K wasn't caused by a mistake on a single person, but Y2K threatened us with the same thing that this does, which is multiple systems at large scale going down worldwide. And how will the world cope with losing so many computers in so many areas? With Y2K, we had plenty of notice. We did lots of planning and it was able to be averted. But the fear of that happening, I think, was a justified fear. And these days, it's worse. Y2K then would have affected aeroplanes and some banks. Now Y2K affects everyone, traffic lights, supermarkets, your ability to buy things or even telecommunication systems. So, yeah, this is more Y2K plus.
Indeed. We were all kind of blindsided by what happened yesterday afternoon in many respects and across many institutions and industries. How would you rate Australia's response to the incident?
I think it was pretty good. We were, as the sun rises, we were amongst the first in the world to face it. The problem spread around the world as the world rotated and daylight hit the different places. So we had very little notice of what was going to happen. The concerning thing was it showed that our systems are vulnerable, that we do have many systems that we're not properly setting up backups for, really. We're just trusting that everything's going to work. So it did show us some problems, but also it showed us some great things. People were good-natured. When things went down, people worked hard. It was a Friday night. People came back in. Passengers, people at airports were calm. And as a society, I think it was good. As a technology and security response, I think it showed we still have work to do.
So how much of a wake-up call would you say this was for businesses and industries and the amount of resources they're putting into preventing this situation occurring again?
Yeah, that's spot on. This was just that. It was a wake-up call. We were lucky. Nothing really bad happened, but it did show us how dependent we are on so many systems. And it also showed us how we don't really have backup plans. Plan Bs in many places. A lot of people and companies just stood around with their hands in the air saying, well, what do? We just shut up. We stop. And, of course, that's really not good enough.
So when we look to the future, should we be resigned to having more of this kind of outage? Is Australia adaptable enough to cope?
Yes. Looking to the future, this will happen more and more. We will have errors and they will affect systems. But hopefully what won't happen, hopefully what we will change, is the impact of it happening. Hopefully when it happens, we'll have plan Bs in place. We'll be able to not fall to pieces and shut down airports. We'll just smoothly switch over to an alternative. So yeah, that's my hope.
We can only hope. Richard Buckland, thank you so much for your time.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Andrew.